Any water molecule that strays beyond the edge of the cloud is immediately zapped by the dry air beyond, allowing the cloud to keep its fine edge. Much higher cirrus clouds are composed of ice, and the zone between the edge of the cloud and the air beyond is not so clearly delineated, which is why they tend to be blurry at the edges. For all the heft and fury of the occasional anvil-headed storm cloud, the average cloud is actually a benign and surprisingly insubstantial thing. A fluffy summer cumulus, several hundred yards to a side, may contain no more than 25 or 30 gallons of water. About enough to fill a bathtub, as James Treffel has noted. You can get some sense of the immaterial quality of clouds by strolling through fog, which is, after all, nothing more than a cloud that lacks the will to fly. To quote Treffel again, if you walk 100 yards through a typical fog, you will come into contact with only about half a cubic inch of water, not enough to give you a decent drink. In consequence, clouds are not great reservoirs of water. Only about 0.035% of the Earth's fresh water is floating around above us at any moment. Depending on where it falls, the prognosis for a water molecule varies widely. If it lands in fertile soil, it will be soaked up by plants or re-evaporated directly within hours or days. If it finds its way down to the groundwater, however, it may not see sunlight again for many years, thousands if it gets really deep.